This is Foresight. A program on how to worship Allah. Today's great tip, the secrets of congregational prayers in our Ubudiyah, and why some people might not participate in these congregational prayers. Now, dear listeners, we were talking about the secrets of Friday congregational prayers in our Ubudiyah and the very different and multiple aspects of congregational prayers which help and enhance our Ubudiyah. We wanted to specifically talk about why some people don't participate in these congregational prayers. You know, talk about some of the excuses that people might have and also some of the responses to these excuses. Now, some people are really just unaware of the rewards for attending congregational prayers, meaning they just don't know the value, they don't know the spiritual and even worldly rewards and benefits for attending congregational prayers. And so on the account of the unpleasant behavior of some worshipers in the masjid, in the mosque, some people might not give due importance to congregational prayers. Of course, here we have to keep in mind that there are immeasurable rewards, both spiritual and worldly, for congregational prayers. So if we are unaware of these rewards, we should really go ahead and check out some of these books of tradition or some of these speeches which tell us the great rewards for congregational prayers, both spiritually and materialistically. And of course, the issue about the unpleasant behavior of some people who go to the masjid or some people who go to the Islamic center. Now, we have to realize that not everybody is going to be perfect in the masjid or the Islamic center. Matter of fact, nobody in the Islamic center is perfect. But now, that doesn't mean that somebody's unpleasant behavior or somebody's rude manners should be a reason for us not to go and gain the rewards, both spiritual and worldly, that are inherent in the congregational prayers in the masjid. And of course, it is when we will go to the masjid and perhaps help another human being, help a brother, a sister, and help them to overcome this unpleasant behavior, then not only have we acquired the spiritual and worldly rewards of congregational prayers, but we have also helped out a very dear brother and sister in iman, a brother and sister in faith. And thus, how beautiful is it that in this manner we enhance our ubudiyah, our servitude of Allah.
In the name of Allah, Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Welcome to this segment of the program, Foresight. My name is Muhammad, and today I'd like to read to you the English translation of an excerpt from Munajatul Muti'in Lillah. Please stay with me. God, place me among the chosen, the good. Join me to the righteous, the pious, the first to reach generous gifts, the swift to come upon good things, the workers of the abiding acts of righteousness, the strivers after elevated degrees. You are powerful over everything and disposed to respond. By your mercy, O most merciful of the merciful.
Welcome back, dear listeners. In continuation to what we were saying, as far as the secrets of congregational prayers in the masjid, and specifically, or more generally, congregational prayers in the masjid or the Islamic center, how these prayers are so very important when it comes to our ubudiyya, our servitude of Allah. Perhaps some people are unaware of the rewards for attending congregational prayers. And we also talked about that perhaps it is the unpleasant behavior of some worshippers in the masjid, in the mosque, in the Islamic center, in the Husayniyah, which perhaps makes us not want to go there. But these are not excuses, and we had explained the responses to these excuses as well. Now, some other reasons that people put forth and make an excuse as to why they wouldn't go to congregational prayers, salat jama'at. One of the excuses that is brought forth is that there are some people who take the potentially bad behavior, or perhaps behavior that isn't as good as it should be. It doesn't necessarily have to be bad behavior, but just kind of perhaps unpleasant behavior of the congregational prayer leader, the imam, as the reason for not attending the congregational prayers. And so this potentially unpleasant behavior, or this behavior that isn't perhaps 100% in accordance to the ideal that we have for the prayer leader, for the imam of the congregation, we consider this behavior to be contrary to the quality of justness, of adalat, which is required for an imam. Now, for this point, we do have to remember, dear friends, that the justness of the imam, the adalat of an imam who leads the prayer, is definitely a condition for them to be an imam. But now this justness and this adalat and them being just also, it has certain criteria, it has certain conditions that need to be fulfilled. Sometimes our ideal of the imam is so high that we kind of expect them to be like an infallible imam. And this is not correct. The imam who leads the prayer, yes, he should be just. And there are different definitions, there are different frameworks for this justness. For example, not committing major sins openly, refraining from committing minor sins persistently, right? These things are out there in the open. But to start to say, well, he didn't laugh at my joke, or perhaps he didn't say thank you after such and such thing, or he didn't say please before he... Sometimes we do these things, and we think that the imam needs to be perfect in all aspects, when in reality, this is not the way that it is. They won't be perfect in all aspects. We need to learn to forgive and forget and make sure that we know what it means when it is said that the imam, the prayer leader, must be just.
IRIB English Radio.
Our website is parstoday.com.
أمانينا وفقنا في كل آن في مسائلنا
Now we invite you to listen to Sheikh Salim Yusuf Ali.
We as individuals and in our lives, especially within our families, we need to be people who talk about Allah. And we need to talk about the Ahlul Bayt, especially the Imam of our time. What I mean by this is that we need to create an environment where Allah is present. Right? They say that the daughter of Allama Tabatabai says in one interview that our father, Allama Tabatabai, used to talk about Allah so much and remind us that He was present and watching over us that we used to think it would be impossible to do an action without feeling the presence of Allah. Right? That's the way it should be. That environment should be one where we're talking about Allah. You see, brothers and sisters, the way that our children are taught, the way that we ourselves were taught in the educational system, is a way that God has been stripped away from the equation. Right? When you learn about the way that the universe operates, for example, you learn about the water cycle. All of you have, or you know, at one time will study about the water cycle, and you learn about how, you know, that the earth, how water moves about in the earth, from rains, from clouds, from water supplies in the earth, right? And people drink it, and whatever, it just goes in a cycle. The whole time you learn about that, or you learn about any of the other facts or theories about science, whether it be the way the human body works, or whether it be evolution, right? The whole time you read about it and learn about it, God is stripped away. But if you look at the language of the Quran talks about some of these same scientific phenomena, but it does so with a different language. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Furqan 25, verse number 48, وَأَنزَلْنَا مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً. We are the ones who send down water from the sky. Who's taking credit for it? Right? Who is this action being attributed to? Is it that the clouds, rain is falling from the clouds? Or is it that Allah is causing rain to fall from the clouds? So if it's raining outside, right, as a believer, I should mention, thank Allah for sending us this rain. This simple statement will find a place in the hearts of our children and it won't leave.
Welcome back to your listeners. This is Foresight on IRIB English Radio. So we were talking about the importance of congregational prayers, and we were talking about some of the common excuses that are brought forth for not attending the congregational prayers, and we were going one by one through these excuses and giving the proper responses for them. Of course, we have said in many programs the incredible spiritual and worldly value of congregational prayers. And so we're trying to make sure that we can go to congregational prayers as often as we can. Now, sometimes the environment or the conditions really aren't such that we are able to go to congregational prayers, but the most beautiful thing about Islam is that it is flexible and it is practical. And so in perhaps today's age and time where it's truly difficult, or more than difficult, it's almost impossible to go to congregational prayers, perhaps because of the COVID situations. Well, in this situation, we can always do our congregational prayers at home with our family. Now, the last thing that people sometimes bring up is not really an excuse, but it is a quality or a characteristic. And this is that they are lazy or self-indulgent. And when it comes to the acts of worship, the acts of ubudiyah, they're kind of sluggish and languid and insolent, and they just don't care about these acts of worship. Now, always remember, dear friends, that these acts of worship, these forms of ubudiyah, of servitude to Allah, is what gets us close to Allah, the Mighty, the Exalted. It is these very acts of worship that really creates a connection and a relationship between us, the servant, the created, and Allah, the master, the creator. And so we should take them seriously. We should really be eager to conduct and perform these acts of worship. Now, of course, you know, day one is not the same as, for example, day 10. The first day you might not feel so good, but then the second day you feel better, and then the third and fourth and so on, until truly you start to appreciate the value of these acts of worship, and you truly start to enjoy these acts of worship. And sometimes it might take days, sometimes it might take months, it might even take years. But the important thing is to continue to try, continue to do these acts of worship, whether they are the individual prayer or the congregational prayers, and thus we will be able to enhance our ubudiyya, our servitude of Allah. إلهنا ما عاد لك مليك كل من ملك لبيك قد لبيت لك. Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Foresight. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com. Until another episode and another great tip, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.